下个礼拜我们每一天的读经进度啊，将要进入撒母耳记下。
Next week, our daily Bible reading will begin the book of 2 Samuel.
所以我们今天下午我们稍微来把撒母耳记下来做个简单的介绍。
So this afternoon, I'd like to give a quick introduction to the book of 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下所记载的时间呢，其实撒母耳已经离世了。
And the time that as recorded in 2 Samuel is the time that Samuel has already passed away.
那这一本书我们称它为撒母耳记下。
And we call this time or this book 2 Samuel.
那其实，在最原始希伯来文的圣经，它没有分。这个上下其实就是一本书。
And the original text in Hebrew, was not divided between First and Second Samuel. It was just one book.
那所以这个撒母耳记下作者应该不是撒母耳。
So the likely author of Second Samuel was probably not Samuel himself.
因为撒母耳已经死了。
Because at this time Samuel has already passed away.
那所以作者是谁呢？
So who is the author?
我们请看一下《历代志上》二十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志上二十九章二十九节。
First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 29.
好，请念。
Verse 29. Now the acts of King David from first to last are written in the records of the seer Samuel and in the records of the prophet Nathan.And in the records of the seers, Gad.
当时的先知他们都会将他们所所在他们的工作当中的一些事情记录下来。
So at the time, the prophets at the time would often write down the works that they perform.
所以有关大卫王的事情，大概是跟这三位根据这三位先知所记载的。把它编辑起来的。
So everything regarding the acts of David are recorded in these three prophets, and these three everything that is written in these three prophets by these three prophets were compiled together.
我们再参考撒母耳记下的第一章。
Let's also look at 2 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记下第一章十八节。
2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18. Verse 18, he ordered the song of the bow be taught to the people of Judah.As it is written in the book of Joshua.
那这里又提到有另外一本书叫做亚撒尔。
So here speaks of another book called the book of Joshua.
所以这个撒母耳记下它的内容可能是根据这几个来源而来编辑而成的。
So the content of this book of 2 Samuel can probably be compiled from these sources that we just talked about.
撒母耳高利这个大卫要当王。
Samuel anointed David to be king.
但是撒母耳并没有看到大卫真的当上王。
But yet he did not physically see David become king.
那这个大卫当上王是在撒母耳死了之后。
And because David, when David became king, was after Samuel passed away.
大卫当王有四十年。
And David was king for 40 years.
最开始的七年呢，他只治理这个犹大支派。
And for the first seven years, he was only king over the tribe of Judah.
然后接下来的三十三年，他才治理犹大支派跟以色列的其他的十一个支派。
And it was only the last 33 years he reigned over the United Judah and Israel nations.
好，啊，我们请看一下列王，这个撒母耳记下第五章。
Let's also look at 2 Samuel chapter 5.
撒母耳记下第五章十二啊第十节。
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 10. And David became greater and greater for the Lord, the God of hosts, who was with him.
这里讲到这个大卫他日渐的强盛。
And here the Bible says David became greater and greater for the Lord.
那一个重要的关键就是这个主神跟他同在。
And the important concept here is that the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him.
那主耶稣降生的时候啊，天使说主耶稣要被称为以马内利。
And when the Lord Jesus was born into the world, an angel said that he will be called Emmanuel.
哦，那以马内利的意思就是神跟我们同在。
And the meaning of the word Emmanuel means that God is with us.
哦，所以一个人有神的同在，这个是非常的宝贵，非常的重要的。
So for God to be with us is something that's very precious and valuable.
哦，但是大卫能够日渐强盛，是因为神跟他同在。
And David was able to become greater, it is because God was with him.
好，我们再念十二节，第五章十二节。
Let's also look at chapter 5, verse 12. David then perceived that the Lord had established him over Israel, and that he had exalted the kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
这个大卫本来是替他的父亲在看管羊群。
David, in the very beginning, he oversaw the sheep for his father.
哦，所以神对大卫说：“我将你从羊群当中来拣选出来。”
So God chose David among the sheep.
哦，那来治理，来带领神的百姓。
To be able to govern and lead the people.
哦，他不再是照顾这个羊群，他是来照顾神的百姓。
That no longer was oversaw the sheep, but he now oversaw all the people.
哦，所以他不是去牧养这个羊，他现在是牧养神的百姓。
He was no longer just a shepherd over the sheep, but now he is a shepherd over the whole nation.
哦，这是神对大卫的一个特别的啊，特别的这个拣选。
And this is a special choosing of God.
哦，所以大卫负担着一个重要的工作，就是来牧养神的百姓。
And David carried out this very important task, which is to shepherd God's people.
哦，就是来让这些百姓啊，他们信仰能够坚定，这个啊，神的国能够兴旺。
And it is to establish the faith of the people, and also to grow the nation of God.
哦，所以撒母耳记下啊，他应该如果简单的来讲，就是牧养。
So so to summarize what is written by Samuel, we can summarize it in a word to shepherd.
哦，大卫他需要来牧养神的百姓。
That David shepherded God's people.
哦，来建立百姓，来让神的国兴盛。
To establish the people and also to promote the nation of God.
哦，这就是为什么我们今天下午我们的题目用这个建立啊，跟这个兴旺。
And that's why today our topic is to establish and to exalt.
哦，那今天神的教会，这也是我们的啊，这个能够坚立，能够兴旺，这也是神的教会的一个目标。
Today for our church, our goal is also to establish and to exalt the church.
那有神的同在，就会被建立，就会兴旺。
And with the abundance of God, the church will be established and will be exalted.
我们再看撒母耳记下七章二十五节。
Let's also look at 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 25.
25
Samuel chapter 7, verse 25. And now, O Lord God, as for the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, confirm it forever, do as you have promised.
这是大卫得到神的应许之后，他对神的祷告。
And this is David's prayer after he has received the promise of God.
神应许大卫说他的国要永远长存。
God promised David that his throne will be established forever.
哦，那这是 一个很重要的预言。
And this is a very important prophecy.
哦，这是一个有关将来弥赛亚的预言。
Because this prophecy has to do with the coming Messiah.
哦，我们知道世界上的历史没有一个永远存在的一个王朝啊，一个王位。
We know that throughout history there has not been one dynasty or nation that has been established forever.
哦，大卫所建立的这个犹大王国。在主前586年也是被巴比伦帝国所灭。
And even the throne or nation that David established was eventually overtaken by the Babylonians in 586 BC.
哦，但是神所说的话他是不会改变的。
But God's word does not change.
哦，所以神对大卫所说的话那是很重要的对将来的预言。
And in the same way, the words that God spoke to David is a very important prophecy.
哦，主耶稣来了，来实现了神对大卫的应许。
And it was through Lord Jesus Christ where this prophecy became realized.
哦，只有主耶稣所建立的王国是永存的。
Only the throne or nation that is established by Lord Jesus is something that will last forever.
哦，所以今天我们信主耶稣就是进入这个永存的国度。
So today when we believe in Lord Jesus, we enter into this everlasting throne or nation.
哦，所以既然大卫的工作是来牧养神的百姓，
and so if David's original position was to shepherd the people,
哦，所以第一个他必须要胜过这个周遭的这些啊这些其他的民族。
First, he had to overcome and be victorious over the surrounding nations.
哦，所以撒母耳记下第一章到第十章在记载着大卫的得胜。
And so for 2 Samuel chapters 1 through 10, it records all the victories David accomplished.
哦，我们知道大卫在当王之前有很长的一段时间他在躲避扫罗王对他的追杀。
We know prior to this that David spent a lot of time hiding from the pursuit of King Saul.
哦，啊，大卫这个扫罗王死了之后大卫在犹大支派他成为王。
And after the death of King Saul, David became king over the tribe of Judah.
哦，但是其他的十一个支派还不是归大卫来治理。
But at that time, the 11 other tribes did not fall under David's rule.
哦，那神应许大卫的是来治理所有的这十二个支派。
But yet it was God's will that David ruled over all 12 tribes.
哦，那一开始的时候，神并没有马上把其余十一个支派交给大卫。
But in the beginning, God did not hand over the 11 tribes to David right away.
哦，那大卫也没有用自己的武力来迫使这十一个支派要归他管理。
And in the same way, David did not use his military strength to overtake the other 11 tribes.
哦，他一直等神的时候到了，啊，这十一个支派也归他来治理。
He always waited for God's time. When it was God's time, God handed over the 11 tribes over to David.
哦，那大卫治理这十二个支派的时候，他也才把他的首都从希伯伦迁到耶路撒冷。
And when David finally established this nation of 12 tribes, he moved his capital from Hebron to Jerusalem.
哦，这时候大卫才统一了整个这个以色列国。
It was at that time the nation of Israel was truly established as one nation.
哦，所以接下来的啊，就是他来胜过周围的这些其他的民族国家。
After that, he spent his time conquering the surrounding nations.
哦，所以第一章到第十章又可以把它分成三个重点。
So for the first 10 chapters, we can also divide it again into another. Three sections.
第一个是大卫在政治上 的这个胜利。
The first section is regarding the political triumphs of David.
哦，就是他统一了全国。
And that's how he was able to unite all the nations.
哦，所以他
the tribes.
他可以来带领来牧养这所有神的百姓。
And by doing so, he was able to lead and shepherd the entire nation.
哦，第二个是大卫在属灵上、在信仰上的胜利。
The second section is regarding the spiritual triumphs of David.
哦，这个大卫看重神的耶柜。
How David paid special importance to the ark of the ark of the covenant.
哦，所以他将这个耶柜迎接到这个大卫城，就是耶路撒冷。
And how he brought the ark to Jerusalem or the city of David.
而且他立志为神 的耶柜来盖圣殿。
He also made a determination or made a covenant or a oath to build a temple for the ark.
也因为这样子大卫大大的得神的喜悦。
And because of all of this, this greatly pleased God.
虽然神没有允许大卫建造圣殿，但是大卫的立志是神所喜悦的。
That even though God did not allow David to build the ark for him, to build the temple for him, but yet his desire to do so greatly pleased God.
第三部分从第八章到第十章就讲到大卫在今世上的胜利。
And the third section, from chapters 8-10 speaks about the military triumphs of David.
他胜这个在所有的征战上面他都得胜。
That in all his battles he was victorious.
那接下来就整个撒母耳记下的一个转折的地方。
And but the chapters afterwards, this is a turning point in the book of 2 Samuel.
这就是撒母耳记下十一章。
And this starts in 2 Samuel chapter 11.
那十一章记载着大卫在整个他的人生里头一个很大的污点。
And this is one of the great blemishes in David's life.
就是大卫的犯罪。
And that was his transgression.
这是在大卫统一了全国，他势力很强的时候。
And this is during when after David united all the nations and when he was at the peak of his power.
但是在这时候，他却被这个过患所缠累。
But finally, in this chapter, he was held back through his transgressions.
至少他犯了两个严重的罪。
And he committed at least two very serious sins.
一个是奸淫罪，一个是谋杀罪。
One was the sin of adultery, the other was the sin of murder.
那所以接下来从十二章一直到二十四章，就在描写着大卫犯罪之后，他的所遇到的一些问题。
So from chapters 12 to 24, it speaks about all the troubles of David.
这个问题包括他家庭里头的问题。
This covers the troubles he has in his own family.
这个问题包括着他的国家所遇到的问题。
These troubles cover the troubles that the nation of Israel encountered.
那这些问题都是因为犯罪所带来的后果。
And these are all fruit of David's sin.
大卫为了他的犯罪，他在神面前是深深的痛悔。
And David was very repentant before God because of his sins.
那因为他是很深切、很真诚的悔改，所以神也赦免了他。
And because he was so contrite and sincere in his repentance, God also forgave him.
但是神也要他承担他犯罪所应该承受的后果。
But in the same way, God David still had to suffer the consequences of his sins.
所以大卫犯罪之后的人生总是被一些问题所来缠累着。
And so after his sin, he was constantly hampered by various difficulties and troubles that came upon him.
那在我们发给大家的讲义里头有提到这个撒母耳记下对当时的人对当时的意义是什么？
And here in the notes that were handed out, it speaks about the meaning of 2 Samuel to the people at that day.
还有这个撒母耳记下对我们今天的意义是什么？
And also in the same way, what is the meaning of 2 Samuel for us today?
希望这个在你读完了撒母耳记下你自己想一想，然后跟这个做个对照。
So hopefully after we finish 2 Samuel, we can reflect on about these things and also compare them to these notes.
看看我们的感想是不是我们也能够有这些感想，或者我们可以有更多的感想。
So afterwards, we can reflect upon, we can make reflections upon this book and compare these reflections on in the notes, and also perhaps we can think of all the things that are written in the notes and maybe even come up with things of our own.
那讲义的最后。有一些复习的问题。
And lastly, at the very end of these notes, there are some review questions.
所以希望我们保留着这一章讲义。
So I hope that everyone can keep these notes.
很希望你在读完撒母耳记下，你能够把这些复习的题目的答案交回来。
And I hope that after we finish the book of 2 Samuel, we can complete the questions and turn them in.
那这些复习的题目呢，你也可以一边读圣经的时候就一边作答。
In the same way, we can think about these review questions as we read 2 Samuel.
你也可以给自己一个挑战，全部念完之后再回来做。
Or we can think of this as a test where we can finish for 2 Samuel and then go back and see if we can answer the questions.
这样子可以提醒我们，在每一天读一章的时候，我们是有用心的在读。
And this can be a confirmation whether we are truly understanding what we read as we read each chapter every day.
再提到大卫，我们一定免不了提到大卫犯罪的这件事情。
And no matter what, we cannot neglect the sin that David committed, the issue of the sin that David committed.
那更要紧的，我们是想要来看大卫他犯罪之后他的态度。
And also what is very important is to think about how David reacted after he realized he committed these sins.
因为我们必须承认，我们每一个人在生活当中也一定会有过患。
Because we all have to, we are all reminded that in our daily lives we also commit sins.
我们很少人会像大卫犯这么大的罪。
But very few of us will commit the same sin, the severity of sins that David committed.
但是当我们犯错之后，我们的态度应该要跟大卫一样。
But in the same way, our attitude, after we have committed these sins should be like how David was when he repented.
那最能够代表大卫他犯罪之后，他对自己的犯罪的态度的，就是诗篇五十一篇。
And the best reflection of David's attitude after he committed these sins is recorded in Psalm 51.
我们请一起翻到诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 51.
诗篇第五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
我们用大卫的心情。我们来念这一篇诗篇。
So when we read this psalm, let's think about David's heart and his condition.
我们用一个在神面前有过患的人，我们来念这一篇。
When we read this, let us think of this as if we are approaching God as one with many transgressions.
我们要念两次。
So we will read this twice.
那我们第一次念中文的人念单数节。
And so the first time, if all the Chinese people who read the Chinese Bibles read the odd number verses.
那念英文的你念偶数的经节。
And all the English English Bible readers, if you can read the even verses.
那第二次我们再换过来。
So and then the second time.We'll change the who reads which verse.
好，来开始哈。
So we will begin.
Verse 1, 来中文的哈，我们请翻到五十一篇哈，大家都出声音来念。
So let us all turn to Psalm 51. Let us all read this together. Verse 1 will be read by those who read Chinese.
来哈 ，Verse 1, 神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我。按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过患。2.
Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
3. 因为我知道我的过患，我的罪常在我面前。 4.
Against you alone I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment.
5. 我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。 6.
You desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart.
7. 求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比血更白。 8.
Let me hear joy and gladness, let the bones that you have crushed rejoice.
9. 求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
11. 不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
12. 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit.
13, 我就把你的道指教有过患的人，罪人必归顺你。
14, deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance.
15, 主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
16, for you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you will not be pleased.
17, 神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
18, do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
19, 那时你必喜爱公义的祭和欢祭，并全身的欢祭。那时人必将公牛献在你坛上。好，第二次我们反过来，好来verse 1.
So the second time we will switch the verses, so verse 1 will be said in English. Verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
2, 求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并洁除我的罪。
3, for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
4, 我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为轻正。
5. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me.
6. 你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。 7.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
8. 求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以永夜。
9. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
10. 神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。 11.
Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
12. 求你使我仍得救恩之乐，是我乐意的灵扶持我。
13. Then I will teach your transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you.
14. 神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。 15.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise.
16. 你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上欢祭，你也不喜悦。
17. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
18. 求你随你的美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
19. Then you will delight in right sacrifices and burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. The bulls will be offered on your altar.
所以这一篇诗的背景就是在撒母耳记下的这个十一章这个十二章。
So the background for Psalm 51 is found in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12.
我们常常说纸是没有是包不住火的。
We often say that paper cannot be wrapped around fire.
人的一个倾向是有了过患就想要把它遮盖。
And in the same way, after man has committed transgressions, oftentimes they want to hide their transgressions.
尤其大卫是一个王，他更想要遮盖他自己的这个过患。
And especially David, because he was king, he wanted more, even more so to hide what he had done.
我们所做的或许人没有看到，但是我们自己知道神看见。
And even though when we do something wrong, it is not seen by others, but in the same way, we know what we did, and also God knows what we did.
所以大卫没有办法遮盖他的过患。
So David was unable to hide or cover his sin.
所以在撒母耳记下十二章，神差派拿单先知去责备大卫。
So in chapter 12 of 2 Samuel, God sent the prophet Nathan to condemn David.
我们请看撒母记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母记下十二章第五节。
2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 5. Verse 5. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. He said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, and the man who has done this deserves to die."
第六节。
Verse 6. He shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity.
第七节。
Verse 7. Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel. I anointed you over anointed you king over Israel, and I rescued you from the hand of Saul."
这个拿单指出来说，大卫，你就是你所说该死的那一个人。
So Nathan said very bluntly, "David, you are the man."
十三节。
And also skip to verse 13. David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan said to David, "Now the Lord has put away your sin; you shall not die."
好，那当大卫认罪之后。承认他的过患之后，他也做了这个诗篇五十一篇。
So after David acknowledged his sin, he wrote Psalm 51.
那在我们翻回诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 51.
有的翻译本在前面有注解说大卫他将这个诗交给这个灵长就是指挥。
So some Bible versions in the beginning of the Psalm 51, it has some background or a dedication of the psalm.
说大卫这篇诗交给乐团的指挥。
So here the dedication says that the psalm is given to the leader.
就是大卫不但向神向拿单承认他的错误，他在众人的面前来承认。
So meaning that David did not just admit his sin before God and before Nathan, but he actually confessed before all the people.
这是一个很彻底的认罪。
And this is a complete repentance.
因为他是王，他必须要有这样子彻底的认罪。
Because he is king, therefore he needed this complete repentance.
这也来显示出他很深、很真实的认罪。
And this also showed how truly sincere and contrite his repentance was.
所以诗篇五十一篇的第一节呢，就是一个很好、很重要的经节。一开始他就求神的慈爱跟怜悯。
So in the even the first verse of Psalm 51, it shows, David's sincerity through because he asked for God's mercy and love.
所以整个诗篇五十一篇就是一直在寻求神的这个神的这个赦免。
So the entire psalm, David is trying to seek after God's mercy.
所以诗篇五十一篇里头很多的字眼都是跟赦罪有关系。
And that's why many words in Psalm 51 are related to seeking after forgiveness.
他求神洗净他，清洁他。
He asked God to cleanse him.
求神再重新恢复他的神来造清洁的心给他
，to also restore him, to create in him a clean heart.
所以大卫知道，只有神能够真正的来除掉人的罪，赦免人的罪。
David understood that it was only God who was able to take away sin and to remove it.
那神也真的愿意来除掉人的罪。
In the same way, God is also willing to remove our sins.
但是神在等待人的那一种真正的悔改。
But God is also waiting for us to have that complete and true repentance.
只有神能够真正的来除掉解决人的罪。
Because only God can truly not only forgive, but take away our sin.
人的坏习惯就是一种生活当中的过患。
And oftentimes, our bad habits can be like a transgression or a sin.
人很努力，或许能够改掉坏习惯。
And perhaps, if we are very determined, we can change our bad habits.
但是人的罪，除了神之外，没有办法这个除去。
But regarding our sins, there is no one else besides God who can take them away.
我曾经遇过一个弟兄。
I once met a brother.
他本来有很不好的生活。
He lived a very poor life.
他酗酒，他吸毒。
He did drugs. He also drank He also drank a lot.
所以他的太太把他离掉。
And because of this, his wife left him.
以后经过了很长的时间，他把酒跟毒毒品都戒掉。
And after, but after some time, he was able to stop his addiction to alcohol and drugs.
哦，他知道这是神的恩惠，这是神的帮助。
He knew that this is through God's help and through God's mercy.
哦，但是他一个教会走过一个教会。
But he in the same, but he also traveled from one church to another.
起先我不知道为什么。他这样一个教会走过一个教会。
I don't know why he went from one church to another.
那有一次他来到我们的教会。
And one time he came to my church or our church.
当然是透过他的朋友的介绍。
And this was through a recommendation of his, by one of his friends.
他第一次来教会的时候，他说他要求圣，他想要得圣灵。
And when he came to our church, he said he wanted to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为他的朋友。告诉他，我们的教会有圣灵的同在。我们是一个追求圣灵的教会。
Because his friend told him that the Holy Spirit abides with our church. We are a church where the people pursue for receiving the Holy Spirit.
我也很少碰到这样的朋友，就这么渴慕圣灵。
And at that time, I rarely saw or have met a person who truly thirsted after the Holy Spirit.
那所以。也 跟他约了时间，个别的做这个这个查经。
So I scheduled some personal time with him to study the Bible.
一方面也跟他一起祷告，几个弟兄姐妹跟他一起查经，跟他一起祷告，来帮助他求圣灵。
And at the same time, there are some brothers and sisters who also joined us to study the Bible and to pray for him.
查好圣经当中有一次就谈到这个洗礼。
So while studying the Bible, we came across some passages regarding baptism.
我提到圣经里头的那个一合乎圣经的洗礼赦罪的洗礼。
Then I began to talk about the baptism that is according to the Bible is the same baptism that also remits sin.
我问他说，你有没有洗过？有没有受过洗
？So I asked him, have you ever been baptized?
他就描述一下他。是怎么受洗的
？So he also explained to me how he was baptized at this one church.
那我跟他讲说，这个洗礼不完全。
So I also told him that this baptism is incomplete.
所以我说你还是一个罪人。
That you are still a sinner.
平常人家大部分的人说你是罪人他一定很不高兴。
And for most people, if you call that person a sinner, they'll be very unhappy.
尤其已经是一个基督徒。
And especially if they are someone who is already supposedly a Christian.
那我想我已经跟他查考过圣经了，所以我就很直接跟他讲，你还是一个罪人。
But because I've already studied the Bible with him for some time, I was very blunt and I said, you are still a sinner.
他不但没有生气他很高兴，他说。传道你说的对，我是一个罪人。
And he took this very strangely that he was not unhappy, but instead he was very he completely agreed that preacher, you are correct. I am still a sinner.
因为他说他已经一直在追求，到底怎样才能够除去罪。
Because he studied a lot on how one is able to remove their sin.
因为很多牧师都跟他讲说，你已经信耶稣了。你的坏习惯都已经改掉了，你不再是罪人的。
Because many of the churches, the ministers from other church already said that, oh, since you believe in Jesus and you have already changed your habits, therefore you are no longer a sinner.
只有他自己知道，是的，我坏习惯已经改掉了，但是我还是个那种。我说，我们不是他没有办法去感受，但是他的感觉就是我还是个罪人。我的罪还没有除掉。
But he himself still felt that, even though he got rid of all his bad habits, but yet he still felt the sin within him.
所以他就一直很迫切的想要赶快接受这个赦罪的洗礼。
So he wanted to, he believed completely and wanted to be baptized right away.
那真的，他接受了洗礼，从水里上来，他真的感觉到他干净了。
And indeed, he was baptized, and when he rose out of the water, he finally truly felt that he was clean.
这种干净跟他戒掉毒品的干净那个感觉不一样。
And this feeling of cleanliness that he felt is different from the day he was finally able to stop drinking and stop doing drugs.
因为他也曾经跟我讲说，我已经干净了多少时间，就是说他已经戒毒戒了多少时间。
Because before this, he already told me that I have already been clean for this period of time, meaning that he has not touched drugs or alcohol.
他说感谢神，神让他不再有那个想要。那个喝酒吸毒的那个欲望。
And he thanked God that he no longer had the desire to do drugs or to drink.
但是那个洗礼的那个感觉跟这个又大大的不一样。
But that feeling after he received baptism is a feeling that was greatly different from what he has felt before.
那也可以看到说这个罪得着赦免之后，他的那个生活态度也大大的不一样。
In the same way, his attitude after he was baptized was completely different from when he was from before.
尤其是过去他的一些亲人呐、因为他的这个坏习惯呐、很多人都很讨厌他，已经没有跟他来往。
And also before, all the people close to him did not like to be around him because of all his bad habits.
那很奇妙的，在他受洗之后，这些亲人跟他渐渐的都恢复了那个好的关系。
But very miraculously, that after he was baptized, the relationship between the people close to him were all restored and rebuilt.
所以就像这一篇诗里头所说的。人的罪只有神能够赦免。
And just like what is mentioned in this psalm, that only God can remove our sins and restore us.
所以诗篇五十一篇第一节、第二节就是大卫求神能够怜悯他。
So verses 1 and 2 of the psalm is David asking for mercy.
从三节到五节就是大卫他承认自己的罪。
From verses 3 to 5 is David's acknowledgement of his own sin.
这个第三节他说我知道我的过患。
Verse 3 it says, for I know my transgressions.
所以他也承认他的过患。
So he admitted to his transgressions.
大卫他知道犯罪伤害别人也伤害自己。
He knew that sins not only hurt himself but also hurt the people around him.
更严重的是破坏了人跟神的关系。
And also destroy the relationship between man and God.
所以他必须承认神是公义的。
So he admitted and confessed that God is just.
他知道在神的面前，人是一无所有的。
That before God, before God, people do not have anything.
那人要有这样的认识啊，必须要有从神来的智慧。
But for people to fully understand that, they require wisdom from God.
这就是第六节，大卫他向神求。求神赐给他智慧。
And this is in verse 6 where David asks God to teach him wisdom.
我们也常常为我们的朋友来求神赐给他们智慧。
Oftentimes we pray that God might grant our friends wisdom.
让他们能够去明白在神的面前自己是罪人。
So that they will understand that before God they are considered a sinner.
知道要寻求神知道只有神能够赦免人的罪。
And also to ask God to help them seek after God and to seek after forgiveness.
那从七节到十二节就是大卫求神使他除掉他的罪，并且让他再恢复来复兴。
And from verse 7 to 12, it records how David asks and prays that God might blot out his iniquities.
人需要有神，人才能够过着对的生活。
And also to restore him, and only.For when people have God, they can live a correct life.
那十三节到十五节，他就再一次的强调人需要神的拯救。
And from verse 13 to 15, David once again emphasizes how people need God to save them.
那十六节、十七节再一次的强调，那个真正的悔改才是蒙神赦免的保证。
And also in verses 16 and 17, how only a true repentance can will be accepted by God.
那十七节讲，在神面前要有忧伤的灵，要有痛悔的心。
And in verse 17, it records a broken and contrite heart.
那十八节、十九节就是神在施恩惠怜悯，来建造、来悦纳。
And also in verses 18 and 19, it records how the right sacrifice will be acceptable to God.
所以整个诗篇五十一篇可以带给我们几个 重要的教训。
There are a couple of teachings that we can learn from Psalm 51.
要能够有这个有功效的祷告，其中的一个项目就是悔改。
That for us to have an effective prayer, we first need to have we need to repent.
这个悔改不但让我们罪能够得赦免，而且让我们的祷告有功效。
That repentance not only remove our sin, but it can also make our prayers effective.
那对今天来讲，这个悔改也是要有所行动的。
And today, for us to repent, it also is accompanied by action.
在当时大卫的悔改，他做了这一篇诗。
And when David repented, he wrote this psalm.
今天我们悔改了，我们的行动就是接受耶稣宝血的洗。
So today, when we truly have repented, we have to accept the washing of blood in Lord, the washing in Lord Jesus' blood.
那在诗篇五十一篇里头也很清楚的来告诉我们，我们人有这个这个原罪跟这个本罪。
And here also in verse Psalm 51, it says how we have an there are two different types of sin: original sin. And also the
sin we commit.
The sins we commit.
所以这个五十一篇的第五节就讲到那个原罪。
So in verse 5, it records the original sin.
我们在母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
That we are a sinner when our mother conceived us.
那第三节，大卫他也承认，我知道我的过犯。
And Verse 3, it also records how David knows his transgressions.
第四节他说，我向你犯了罪，我得罪了你。
And verse 4, it says that against you, you alone, I have sinned.
我在你眼前行了这个恶。
I have done what is evil in your sight.
所以真的我们在神的面前我们什么都不是。
So truly before God, we can be considered as nothing.
所以从诗篇五十一篇也让我们再一次的来看到来思想。神的爱。
So in Psalm 51, once again, we can also think about God's love.
那今天神的爱就借着耶稣基督来充充满满的来赐给我们，来向我们显明。
And today, God's love is portrayed through Lord Jesus Christ.
从主耶稣我们来看到神的公义，神的圣洁。
Through Lord Jesus Christ, we can see God's righteousness and His holiness.
从主耶稣我们来看到神的怜悯，神的爱。
Through Lord Jesus Christ, we can see God's mercy and His love.
这个诗篇五十一篇，我们回去之后，我们也可以这个当我们有过患的尤其当我们有软弱有过患的时候我们多读几次。
So Psalm 51, let us remember the psalm, and at the times when we have we are weak or when we have done something wrong.We can review the psalm.
我们总是能够从大卫的这个诗里头来得到一些感动，一些启发。
And that through David's psalm, oftentimes we can receive some revelation.
所以当我们在读撒母耳记下的时候我们也一边常常回来看诗篇五十一篇。
In the same way, when we read Second Samuel.The book of 2 Samuel, we can also constantly look back at Psalm 51.
因为诗篇五十一篇的背景就是在撒母耳记下。
Because the background, the history behind Psalm 51 can be found in 2 Samuel.
我们一起唱诗178首。
Let's sing hymn 178.
我们唱第一节最后一节。
Let's sing the first verse and the last verse.